Talking about a trainer who's done a great job, think of George Osborne and Miss Vista. She's got a great record, and there's been a lot of pressure on George training Miss Vista. How are you, George?
G'day, Michael. Good, thanks, mate.
Does it get easier?
I suppose no. We try to keep her up to the mark and keep getting good results with her, so I suppose you try to do that with every horse, but the publicity with her is a bit stronger than most of my horses, so I'm trying to do what I can to keep her in the forefront.
You've placed her really well as well. Are you pleased with how she's going?
Yeah, terrific. Couldn't be happy with her, mate. She's in great shape. She had a little maintenance jump out last week at home, and then good strong gallop on Tuesday morning, and think she's ready to rip and rear.
The older she gets, the more experience she gets. Is she getting more tractable and more race smarts?
Yes, and yeah, I would have thought so. She's certainly in jump out stage. She's pretty switched on and knows not to to fire up too much, but race day still she's a bit excited, and she probably just overcooked herself the first couple of furlongs at Caulfield last start. Just got sort of a couple of horses inside her that she could have sort of spotted early and wanted to beat them too early, and that might have been an undoing. But I'm hopeful that she's learning all the time, and we can probably sort of ride her a bit quieter.
How do you do that on the training track? How do you try to teach that in work?
Well, you just got to have the right people on board and just make sure that she doesn't overcook herself and just keeps her head down, not get up in the air and want to start charging. And then we've progressed to jump out stage where she really understands not to come out firing, and she probably takes two furlongs to really come up under you. And that's what we want to see race day, is just to come out neutral, and just as you build herself up, she comes up under you, and then she starts extending. And obviously that gives her more opportunity to have more energy at the right end of the race.
So you've got Geordie Childs on Saturday. Why is Geordie riding?
Geordie, unbeknownst to a lot of people, has been my apprentice for about 9 months, and he does a great job, and he's ridden her a few times. He doesn't really, a bit of a circuit. He rides work for a lot of people, a lot of tracks, but he comes into me at least once a week, and he's had a couple of jump outs, and so he knows her. The kilo and a half is wonderful, and also he's only got one win left before he outrides his claim.
Okay.
And I would thought it would have been a great little story if we could get Geordie to get his last ride on Saturday on our horse.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. So yeah. It sounds like this might be a little bit of a mission.
Well, it's a mission. I'd love to do it. Geordie's a great kid. He's doing a great job, and he's got a great future, and he's been good to us. And if we can repay him with this ride, it'd be fantastic.
What do you make of the Barrier 14? If you said you want to ride her a little quieter, what are you going to do?
Yeah, look, there's positives and negatives from there, and I think the positive is that we don't have to bustle her. If you draw inside and you want to hold your spot, they're going to come across. It's a 1,000-metre race. They're not going to be going steady. So she's able to come across with no drama from the outside. So she's just got to be able to be nursed the first couple of furlongs. Quite happy to sit three wide either out there or with cover. She actually sat three wide when she won at Moonee Valley, and that wasn't an issue. But just gives her that opportunity not to burn herself in the first couple of furlongs, I think. So I'm trying to take the positive out of it. She just seems to always draw a little bit wide, and I'm not too fussed about that.
Back to the 1,000. Is that her best distance?
Yeah, I have to say it is. We got it to 1,100, and that was okay. Very hopeful that she would have got to 1,200, but I do think, to be really honest, though, 1,000 is her go. That's her ballpark, yeah.
Third run in this time in. Have you got much planned for her in the future?
My main mission was to try and go up and have a run in the Lightning down the bottom of the weights, but like a few people, we've gone off that idea. The tracks are terrible, and we don't want to go down that track. So she'll just have this run, and if she pulls up good, there's a Mare's 84 at Moonee Valley in 2 weeks' time. That would be the two goals at this stage. Then we might just ease her up a little bit, and I'm really keen to get her to some sort of black type, even if it's just listed race, but they might have to wait till spring now.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Being equal, do you think she'll win?
Yeah, I'm confident. She's the sort of horse that goes to the races, and you're pretty confident she's going to go very well every time, but they're horse races and funny things happen, and she still needs to be at the top of the game. Every time she goes to the races, she goes up to another little level, and it's a 1,000-metre races. They don't muck around in them, so she's got to be doing everything right at the right time. But, I'm confident she's in great shape.
Well, mate, wish you all the best on Saturday. Be a great story if he can outride his claim, young Geordie Childs on Miss Vista.
Yeah, I think he will. Yeah, I'm very, very happy that he'll outride his claim. He's got about 6 weeks to go, but hopefully on Saturday it's a good story.
Good on you, George. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.
George Osborne.